Good morning, beloved. Our readings is Psalm 78 from 35 to 39, and we're reading from the TPT. It's a nice translation, and here we see, you know, the God's miracles towards His people weren't were appreciated, but then they wanted to tell the potter. The clay was trying to tell the potter what they want, and that angered God. And so when there were consequences and death involved, it got their attention, and the people repented. But this was not a true repentance, as we can see here, and that it was just being sorry for a time and then quickly falling back into their old nature, into their old beliefs, and into their old way of thinking, speaking, and doing. Let's listen to this.
They remembered that God, the Mighty One, was their strong protector, the Hero God who would come to their rescue. But their repentance lasted only as long as they were in danger. They lied through their teeth to the true God of covenant. So quickly they wandered away from His promises, following God with their words and not their hearts. Their worship was only flattery. But amazingly, God, so full of compassion, still forgave them. He covered over their sins with His love, refusing to destroy them all. Over and over He held back His anger, restraining wrath to show them mercy. He knew that they were made from mere dust, frail, fragile, and short-lived, here today and gone tomorrow.
Hallelujah. There's a lot of lessons out of this. And the first lesson I think we really need to take note of is under the old covenant and under the law, it was a tutor to bring us to Christ. It couldn't, mankind, I was just looking at laws and thinking he has got the ability to please God and do what is right, soon comes to a place of realizing he can't even do his part. So there's God's part to be good and loving and as he is and as he will always be, we will always fulfill his part. But then when man thinks, well, they also got a part to fill and then God will bless them, it doesn't work like that. The new covenant is God saying, listen, the old covenant is made for you to come to the point of realizing, like Paul speaks about in Romans 7. That's Paul speaking about when he was under the law. It speaks in verse 1. I wrote to those who know the law. And then he speaks there about when he knew the law, he knew what was good, and in his heart he witnessed, because we're spiritual beings, that the Spirit makes you aware this is right and that's wrong. And then he wants to go do it, but he found he couldn't. So the good he wanted to do, he couldn't do. And that's why he cries out in the end of Romans 7. He says, who will rescue us from this body? You see, the flesh, just being in the spirit in the flesh is not strong enough to curb the attacks of the evil one and to bring about all the good intentions that the spirit has. Each and every one of us, even not born again, wants to be unique, wants to be special, but that can't come about without the Lord's help. And that's why the Romans 7 goes into Romans 8, where it says the law of the spirit of life sets us free from that law of sin and death. So God comes and he helps us to do our side, writing the law in our hearts and our minds, and his side will always stay, he will always be good towards us. And the goodness that he's going to be towards us is according to our predestined. It's according to his plans, his desires, which supersedes our desires. And so here in the desert, we can see as soon as people wanted God to be the potter, God to be the clay and they the big shots, it didn't work. But when we come to that point of saying, Lord, you the potter, you made us, we are your workmanship for good works, you do it. And And then we wake up to the provision, the beauty that we have united in Christ, free gift, and then the beautiful relationship that brings about the adventure of the good works that God has laid up for our lives. And here as well, we can see this still in the new covenant now, there's problems. Many come to the Lord just because of what they in problems, or they need help now, and then down the road they forget him, and then he's out of the picture. So we need to understand, your God is not looking for just a quick fix, just wanting to help, just like he wants to help us the rest of our lives. He wants to be with us the rest of our lives. There's a destiny to fulfill. There is a path to walk, and it's all found in a beautiful love relationship, just as a good marriage that grows better and better. You don't just go into the marriage and then as soon as you've got it, then you run off and do your own thing. It's all about relationship and working with the Lord. We labor not in vain, working with the Lord. Amen. So thank you, Lord, that we have been brought near through the blood of Christ to hear, to enjoy, to be motivated by you working in us to will and to do according to the wonderful pleasure of the destiny and purpose we play in the restoration of this earth, Lord. Your will be done, your kingdom come, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.